Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. That is the websites associated with what I do structurally to take care of the central nervous system in my clinic. And at forbiddendoctor.com, which is the home of our nutritional information and package that we offer as far as continued education. And, of course, that's what this show is about as a part of the Good Day Health Show that I do in conjunction with Doug Steffen. And I want to talk to you today about the art of eating. I had a discussion with a couple of teenagers earlier this week that have some rather screwy ideas, as most teenagers do, about what constitutes eating. And I said, look, the big test, I want you, that one was their brother and sister. And I said, I want you both to go into the bathrooms down the hall, just outside my office. I want you to go in there and stand in front of the mirror for a minute and tell me what, and then come back and tell me what you see. Was it scary? Was it pleasant? Did it give you some hope? Did it fill you with dread? Do you feel capable with what you're seeing? Are you afraid of what you're seeing? Are you faking what you're seeing? You know, it's they're looking at me like, what planet did this guy just arrive from? But, you know, whether you see yourself as smart or dumb, whether you see yourself as gorgeous or hideous, whether you consider yourself confident and outgoing or meek, there's one skill that if you master it, it will completely change how smart, how successful, how sexy, how sure of yourself you can be. And of course, what is that skill? Well, I'll give you a hint. You have to perform this skill a minimum of at least 3 times a day, every day for your life. And they're you know, these two are still staring at me, but I think they're starting to get the idea because there is a skill to what I'm going to tell you. And if you guys are thinking about eating, you got it. Eating is a skill. Selecting and preparing food is an art. Part of it's instinctual, part of it's common sense. But the body remains engaged in some aspect of eating long after the meal's over with. I mean, eating is what keeps you alive, and eating can keep you healthy, or it can lead to sickness and disease. And so mastering the ability to eat correctly will empower you to heal even when you're sick. And it'll keep you in athletic shape. It'll help you to maintain your correct weight. And it will, as far as emotional things are concerned, it'll help you maintain good emotional balance even through the worst of times. Because eating, and the reason I wanted you guys to go look in the mirror is eating creates what you're seeing in that mirror. You know, they don't really think about it in that sense. They think about makeup. They think about hair cut or style. They think about the clothes they're wearing. No. Eating is what creates what you're seeing in that mirror, not just the face of the body. I mean, it can affect your mental health. I mean, what you eat can make you happy, confident, in touch with yourself. But by the same token, what you're eating can make you irritable and impatient and depressed, even to the point of being crazy, murderous, or suicidal. When I was about 12, I think it was, I had a little tiny pet chameleon. I don't know why I got it. I just asked for a chameleon for my birthday. My parents got it, and it was in a little terrarium sitting on the dresser in my bedroom, which is right where it died. And I was only 12. You know, I had no idea of the seriousness of taking care of another life form. We didn't have any dogs yet. And so as I'm watching this animal, I had these little live mealworms that I would feed the chameleon. And I would put a live mealworm there every day, and it would walk up to it just like the tiny little dinosaur and would stare at this thing. and then chomp down on it and eat it whole. That's what eating is. I mean, it's clear cut. If you don't eat, you're going to die. But something happened. I got neglectful. I didn't change its water often enough. And somehow I just didn't feed it often enough. And I noticed it was getting very skinny. And I felt really bad about it, so I started making sure it had fresh water every day, that I made sure I had at least one mealworm every day. But I got lazy again, and it died. It died of starvation right there in my bedroom. That was my first lesson about the fact if you don't eat, you're going to die. But you can still eat and die anyway because of what you choose to eat. Because the single most important skill, and I'm still talking to these two teenagers, this brother and sister. The single most important skill is how are you going to feed yourself? Because it's been several generations since we could really identify healthy food. I mean, healthy food was all over the place 100 years ago. They didn't have junk food. They didn't have packaged food. They didn't have fast food restaurants. They hadn't been invented yet. And in the 1800s, when we started refining sugar and wheat, it became harder and harder to remember what healthy food actually looked like, or let alone what it tasted like. So that's why your parents and your grandparents never really learned the difference between high quality and low quality food. And if your parents can't teach you about healthy food, of course, the government and the well-meaning school system start stepping in and they start teaching the food pyramid, which is absolute nonsense. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, part of the Good Day Health regimen here with Doug Steffen. And I'm talking about the art of eating. And I'm talking to a couple of teenage patients that were in my their parents brought them in. Because, you know, all they want is breakfast cereal. And all they want is, I mean, they'll eat breakfast cereal three times a day. And I think you get the idea. But you have to do what kids your age, and I'm talking to my audience, what you learned back in the old days. And really good food. I'm 72. And fast food restaurants were just starting to show up in my early teens. I remember the first time McDonald's showed up in the Washington, D.C. area where I grew up. The first 7-Eleven showed up. The first Kentucky Fried Chicken showed up. And the movement away from planning meals and making sure that everybody gets the right kind of food before the day's over with. So I gave these guys, I said, I'm going to give you guys a little quiz. And it's I'll share it with my audience here. It's 13 questions, true or false. 13 questions. Now, I know you know most of these, whether they're true or false, but these kids actually had to think about it for a minute. Number one, I down one or more bottles or cans of soft drink every day. True or false? Number two, food is anything I can swallow that won't immediately make me throw up or die. You'd be surprised the look on their face with these questions. Number three, cooking isn't worth learning because it's just too hard, boring, expensive, messy, inconvenient, and time-consuming. True or false? Number four, chlorinated water is safe and good for you. Number five, I have a candy bar for breakfast at least once a week. Six, pastries like donuts and cake, white bread, pasta, breakfast cereals, white rice, potato chips are healthy because they're made from grain, and grain is the biggest chunk of the food pyramid. Number seven, fluoridated water is a good way to protect against cavities. Number eight, as long as I exercise every day, I can eat whatever I want and I will still be healthy. Nine, when I have kids, if I feed them the same foods I eat every day, they'll be just as healthy as I am. Number 10, food that has been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides is healthier for me to eat. Number 11, pasteurized vitamin D milk is a good source of calcium. Number 12, my body and my brain will be normal and healthy no matter what I eat. And the last one, eating fat makes you fat. So I told these kids, I said, I'm not going to take time to go through each one of these again. What's important is if you said true to more than three of these questions, you flunked. And that means one thing. Nature does not trust what you eat. In fact, I'm going to be a little harder than that. Mother Nature thinks that you are an idiot and that you have no chance of surviving on your own, either in civilized, culture-based company environment or out in the wild. They didn't respond too well with the word I said, idiot, but I said, that's the way it is. Your body doesn't know after you eat breakfast that you're going to eat lunch. So it's going to sort through what you're eating at breakfast to store to make sure you don't go hungry lunchtime. And then you eat at lunch, and then your body doesn't know you're going to eat dinner. So it'll take whatever it can scavenge from what you ate from school lunch or some packaged lunch or some fast food lunch or whatever else, looking for some little piece of nutrition in there somewhere besides filling your belly so it can keep you alive past dinner. One thing I've learned in raising 8 kids of my own, yeah, 8 of them, there's nothing more obnoxious than a teacher who's an idiot. I mean, after all, most teenagers think, if your teenagers are anything like mine, they're the smartest person in the room. They tend to talk and act as if they know everything about everything, and that everybody else in the room is too old to understand the new stuff, or they're an idiot themselves. And unfortunately, no matter how cool your clothes look, no matter how high your math grades are, no matter how much smarter you are than your parents, if you don't know how to feed yourself properly, then you're the idiot, and you're surrounded by idiots. Don't worry, you're not alone. Because even professional idiots, you know, with lots of letters after their names, do not know how to properly feed themselves or their children. Highly intelligent, professional, educated, wealthy people don't automatically know what a mother lion or even what a mother mouse knows by instinct, how to feed their young. And yet, human beings were so much more complicated than mice. We have a complex brain. We have a complex nervous system. But this isn't all the more reason that feeding our young correctly is so critical, not only for human health, but for the health of the future generations, because what your daughters and your sons are eating now will pass on in the generations to come. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with some more of this, because if you had to raise a baby right now with what you know, I'm talking to these teenagers, if you had to raise a baby right now with what you know, would it live? We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and we've been through the people list and the story list for the week of February the 20th to the 24th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in most of the news talk programs and stations around the country, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, and his staff. So the number one and number two item this week, Michael, I think we can tie them both together because Joe Biden started his trip to Europe by going to Ukraine, it was very interesting that on the way over, it was very quiet. Nobody knew he was leaving at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday to go over there, which is a well-kept secret. Somebody usually leaks those things. And about halfway across the Atlantic, they notified the Russians that Biden would be in Ukraine during the day. And I thought to myself, that's rather strange, given the fact that Joe Biden and Putin haven't talked for well over a year. And so did anybody bring that up?
It was fascinating that happened. I found that to be amazing. You know, first of all, the reason they were bringing him there secretly was, for the most part, you know, I guess not to have the Russians know.
Right, they don't know. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they want to protect him from, you know, an outpouring of love and support from the Ukrainians. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the underlying reason was so that there's not an accidental catastrophe. You know, can you imagine if the Russians did not know that Biden is there and they hit him with a missile or something happens,
Great.
That could be the beginning of the end of everything. So it was in everybody's interests that that the Russians knew.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows you that this communication going on in back channels all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So in terms of the war itself, this week, as we recognize this to be the, is the anniversary the right word? The first
one-year
anniversary of it. Yeah, it's not the right word. I guess it is the right word.
It is the right word.
So the U.N. General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to approve a resolution condemning the Russians. So why didn't that happen the first day of the war? Why did it take them a year at the U.N.? Isn't the U.N. supposed to, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Looking at these problems and trying to solve them? As far as I can see, the U.N. hasn't done a damn thing about any of this except talk about it, but they're not even, you know, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and others, the Europeans that are trying to get Ukraine in, which the Russians say is the reason they went to war, because they don't want Ukrainians to belong to any European alliance.
So they don't want them to be part of NATO because they don't want NATO on their doorstep.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there is a Russian point of view on this.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I support it or I don't support it, but it is really stupid not to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian point of view is that, sorry, Ukraine, but you're right on our border. You're not France, you're not England, you're not Canada. You're on our border, mm-hmm. very much like the United States is concerned about Cuba and things that happen, you know, the Monroe Doctrine. If China or Russia suddenly had a foothold in the Western Hemisphere, we would be concerned, as we've been in the past, just like China is concerned about Taiwan, Hong Kong, and all those places. This is a reality, and it's really at the crux of a schism that's developing in American politics and on talk radio about just how long and how wise is it for us to support this war.
Yep. We've put in as much money as everybody else put together. I'm looking at Reuters, the effect on this, 42,295 people have died, not counting the Russians. At least 56,000 people have been injured, not the Russians. 15,000 people are missing, not Russians. 14 million people in Ukraine have been displaced. 140,000 buildings have been destroyed, and it's cost them almost $500 billion. There you go. Those are the stats. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. China may be preparing to launch a war against Taiwan, according to the Taiwanese foreign minister. Joseph Wu told CNN that China's military exercises simulating joint precise strikes on Taiwan has the smaller country wondering whether China is going to make a real move on it. Wu condemned Beijing for the threat. The comment, on the very same day the U.S. began landmark military exercises with the Filipino military several hundred miles away.
Today we're building on those bonds to bring greater security, stability, and prosperity to the Indo-Pacific for the next 70 years and beyond.
Picketing will resume Wednesday morning in the strike by Rutgers faculty. The strike by 9,000 professors, adjuncts, and teaching assistants will enter day three in New Jersey. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So, as I said before the break, these commercial interests work hand in hand with one another. And they're, you know, it's most people, and I said you guys, you two guys, how often do you sit around the dinner table talking about the complicit conspiracies that are going on to get you to do what major manufacturing, major production, major businesses want you to adopt into your lifestyle, that you continue to buy their products? I might as well have been talking to the wall. The look that's on their face. I said, you know, your primary motivation right now is, dang it, I'm hungry. And you kind of go look for a box of food to just instantly appear in front of you with that says right on the front of the box, the can, the bag, whatever else, open, insert contents into your mouth. You know, and so the food industry figured out a long time ago how to appeal to our most infantile needs. And they invented a feast of foods that just pacify our juvenile mentality. Like magicians, they can make complete chemical crap taste and smell good. They look at rainbow-colored breakfast cereals, fast foods that are drowned in sugary barbecue sauce and giant blue-colored soft drinks. And, you know, I said, listen, I raised eight kids, and they're all adults now, and they follow some of the stuff that myself and their mother taught them, and some of them don't. And their health quotient right now reflects how far they followed what we had to say. But, you know, it's kind of like, well, how bad can this stuff really be? It's bad. It's very bad. And, yes, I know, guys, everybody eats them. But guess what everybody else is doing as a result of eating that stuff? They're getting sick. They're trying to keep from getting sick. They're almost all over 35, 40 are on at least one medication to control their illnesses. They're struggling to control their weight. Half of the adults in America now are overweight, or no, they're obese. Or they're trying to battle their insomnia because the chemicals keep them alive and asleep at night. Manufacturers made these invented foods by removing the value of the food in order to get shelf life in the supermarket. And at that point, the girl, the daughter, one of her eyebrows raised. So I know I'd hit something here. I said, this is how you get food to not spoil. You have to remove the value of that food ahead of time. The nutrients, the enzymes, the living microbe cultures. Because real food is alive. Stuff that you fresh pick at a farmer's, that you get at a farmer's market, vegetables and things like that. Those things are still alive. There's chemical processes that are still going on inside those foods. But you get a canned version of it. It died a long time ago before it ever got into the food. And because of that, the living enzymes that our lives depend upon is gone. So you can't have food expiring on the grocery shelf, so they had to do something about it. And they have to keep it from spoiling long enough to get it trucked across the country, hang out in the grocery shelves until people buy it, or the food industry loses a lot of money. And another problem is that we like our food cheap, especially in today's high interest and high food costs that are going on. And so the industry capitalizes on that by growing as much as they can for as little as they can. And so when that happens in any aspect of industry I'm familiar with, quality goes out the window. It's no longer a priority. Quantity is. And so the problems with selling fresh food, the kind of food I want you guys to eat, is how the food industry solves it. You know, like pasteurized and homogenized milk. Milk starts out as a raw food. The dairy industry pasteurizes it, which means it cooks it, until the enzymes that are necessary in that milk to give us calcium absorption and the proteins that we need to build strong muscles have been destroyed before it ever gets poured into the coolers for a carton of pasteurized milk. And then they homogenize it, which damages the fat molecules in order to keep the cream from separating out from the milk and rising to the top. Or the refining process of grains. Grains contain, whole grains now, contain vital nutrients, vital oils, particularly organic grain, until the food manufacturers refine it. And this process removes the nutrients. And next they spray man-made chemical vitamins back into the flour, and they call it enriched. You don't have to enrich anything Mother Nature made. But if you de-enrich it in the process, thing, so that you find out you have to enrich it because it's absolutely totally worthless without a little bit of enriching, you know, then that's how it works. Or hydrogenize. You've heard this word a lot. Oil is rich in fatty acids and other nutrients, but the industry will hydrogenate it. That is, they chemically strip it of all its nutrients. They purify it. They filter it out. They cleanse it. They take the rancid odors out of it to keep it from further spoiling. And by the time they're done with it, there's nothing there but something that will clog your arteries. And then the animal food industry just gets pumped up with antibiotics. Animal meat. She was moving more towards vegetarianism, and he still liked his hamburgers. But I said, I want you to understand, animal meat contains the highest concentration of precious nutrients. The most nutrient-dense food on the planet that I have ever been able to find is calf liver, baby calf liver. Now, I know the implication behind that. 4 ounces of baby calf liver has as much nutritional strength and content as 400 pounds of salad. But the meat industry raises livestock in very unhealthy conditions. They feed them a diet of unnatural foods that are not designed for their species. And then they have to medicate them with antibiotics and hormones that's contaminated with pesticides and herbicides just to keep them looking somewhat healthy, because the food they're being fed is not specific to their species and they get sick. If you go back to the late 1800s, there was a counterattack that went on against commercial interests that, you know, that profit from our ignorance. It began back then. And quietly enough, it began with a handful of people who had genuinely curious minds and, unlike a lot of people today, a very astute power of observation. And it began with the scientists and the doctors and the researchers and the moms and the dads. And they weren't out to force an agenda. They just wanted to find out, what is the connection between food and health? Why is this particular group of people very healthy, and in that population, you can't find cancer, you can't find heart disease, you can't find arthritis, you can't find diabetes, you can't even find infectious diseases. And whereas this group over here, they're dying 20 years earlier than the first group, and they're all sick or they're all fat. And instead of wasting time and money trying to figure out the cause of disease, they began researching what made people healthy. And one of them, Dr. Weston Price, I've talked about this on the show for over a decade, studied healthy people. And he traveled the world trying to document the diets of the indigenous populations who were free of disease. And he filmed them, he photographed them, he wrote about what happened when these once healthy people started eating white bread, white sugar, and refined oils. And it wasn't pretty. Adults who switched from their own natural diet to the crappy diet you get in grocery stores of refined processed food suffered from rotting teeth, increased infections, and lifespan shortening. And the children born to them had birth defects like cleft palates, club feet, and undeveloped dental arches. That book is called Human Nutrition and Physical Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, by Weston A. Price. I think it's available at Amazon. It's certainly available at the WestonAPrice.org website. Nutrition and physical... I'm not sure if it's human nutrition or just nutrition and physical degeneration. One of the most powerful books on this subject you could ever find. And when your dental arches are too small and there's not enough room in your head for all your teeth because they're crowded, they're forced to grow crookedly. Again, over the last several decades, we have a boom in braces for kids. And so I'm talking to these kids, and I said, listen, if your teeth don't have enough room as you go through puberty and into adolescence, as your body continues to grow, what about your brain? I mean, you look at these kids who are born today with these other kinds of birth defects. The difference is that today you can go to the dentist or the doctor, and for a great deal of money, a great deal of trauma in some cases, these hardworking professionals, because of the nutrition industry, of the failure of the nutrition industry, can correct all those defects. Cosmetically, you might look healthier, at least normal. But the invisible effects of malnutrition, both in the womb as you are developing through childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood, will weaken your health for the rest of your lives, and it even affects the children you're going to have and your grandchildren that they will have, because it affects the genetic strength. So you guys, and I'm still talking to these two teenagers, and this is, you know, I'm paraphrasing because the conversation with them went on a little longer than that, but I said, I want you to start learning about Dr. Royal Lee. I want you to learn about Dr. George Goodhart. I want you to learn about Dr. Weston Price. I want you to learn about Dr. Francis Pottinger. All of these people have publications printed at Saline River Press. All these people are represented at the WestonAPrice.org out of Southern California. And Dr. Francis Pottinger in particular, he was the Dr. Atkins of his day. He did a lot of research with cats back in the 1930s. But he was in Laguna, Southern California, down south of Hollywood. But the Hollywood moguls, when their starlets would start to get a little pudgy or look a little older than they should, those guys would send them down to Dr. Pottinger. And Dr. Pottinger put him on what essentially was a combination of a keto carnivore diet. He would get him off the bad oils. He would get him off sugar. He would get him off refined grains. He would get them off of pasteurized dairy. He would not allow one drop of breakfast cereal anywhere near his hospitals. And he fed them the ancestral diet that Mother Nature had intended from the earth. Rich, nutritiously dense organic plants, or the animals that ate those organic, nutrition-dense plants. And within 6 to 8 weeks, starlets look like starlets again, and they would be back before the cameras. I know what I'm telling you guys, and I don't mean my audience right now. I mean these two kids. I know what I'm telling you can be confusing over what makes good food and what makes healthy results as a result. And I mentioned to you some nutrition science pioneers whose research led us to firsthand knowledge of how to really recognize the real food based on studying people who ate the real food. There is this painting by Charles Russell, and you can Google it. It's called Indians Hunting Buffalo. And it's just that you see these Indians, the American Indians on ponies, racing down this gigantic armored tank-looking buffalo with a bow pulled, an arrow pulled all the way, aiming at the animal. I saw a picture of that in an office once where they put this caption under that picture. The quest for superior nutrition has never been easy. Well, it's as true today as it ever was before. You can get more information about my position on all these things at ForbiddenDoctor.com and a whole collection at the GoodDayHealthShow.com podcast, where my stuff and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is there. But at ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have hundreds of podcasts that talk about these subjects. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around. Doug and I will get together here in a moment to finish the show.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Time. The doctor's going to do something about my throat and my cough and my allergies. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health is a creation of the Good Day Networks. Jack, an important cog in that wheel. He does a one-hour show that's heard every weekend around the country, appears on the Good Day program, has lots of secrets to help you perform better, to help you be better. And you always get that podcast that we have with Jack. The most recent one is a focus on cancer and heart disease and why groups that don't get their food in the grocery store are healthier. You want to figure that out? Where do they get the groceries? They go to the farm, for heaven's sakes. We had a conversation with Dr. Arthur Benjamin, too, about artificial lenses, your eyes, that kind of stuff. And Jack, was that you coughing? You sound like me.
Yeah, that's just woke up right this morning. I'm sorry.
Well, that's it. You know, the thing that's going on now, and I think we ought to address this, Frank. By the way, get the podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com or, in fact, wherever you get the podcast, the other podcast that you listen to. So you and I are both confronted with, and Jay, I think, has a bit of this as well, with the problems that allergies are presenting. Now, it's different where you are because there's so much moisture in Salt Lake where you have your clinic. Jack has a clinic. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, is very much used by people who are there and everywhere who listen to him on this program. He has great advice, great instincts, great research. So the business about allergies, how do you prevent yourself from being overcome with the same thing that so many people are, because it's either too dry or too moist, and your allergies are affected by either or both of those things, right?
Well, the extra moisture that Utah got during the winter that's starting to melt everywhere is going to cause a greater greenery showing up here in the next month that will really feed summer allergies. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But we have all the desert stuff that blows in from Nevada into the Utah air, as well as the western desert of Utah. And there's always that dust that causes a constant kind of allergy reaction here that you don't see in the East Coast.
All right, so let's talk about, I want to just kind of get to what people can do. You represent in your clinic standard process, which in my mind is the best, most effective line of preventative homeopathic stuff. It's not, this is all food-based. There are hundreds of, how many different, actually, I've never asked you this, how many different supplements does Standard Process make?
About 150.
150, okay.
Yeah.
I take about 30 of them every day at Jack's recommendation. So what do we take for allergies? What do we have that we, I know there are a couple of things that I take. What do you recommend from your store front there?
Well, the main one is something called Antranex.
Mm-hmm.
And Antranex contains an ingredient that the Japanese discovered over 100 years ago called yakritan. You hardly ever hear that word outside of Standard Process.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a natural food-based antihistamine. And so I can't count the number of them. Every spring, come in and get a bottle or two of Antranex.
Yep.
To take care of them through the spring and the summer. And then after that, they're just fine.
Yeah. Well, I take
it myself. Antranex, just like it sounds, Antronex.
Yep, you can get that through Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com, should you like. Today is World Parkinson's Day. What do people do to avoid getting Parkinson's? Named, by the way, after James Parkinson, who basically is the person who first understood the description of Parkinson's disease written by this guy. So what is there anything that we can do to prevent ourselves from getting it?
Well, I've been studying that for decades, ever since I got out of school. My brother has Parkinson's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And but he's functional. He can get up and move around. He's a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that he makes sure he takes the supplements that I recommend for Parkinson's. But he watches his diet as well. And the more he stays away from sugar-based foods, the more he stays away from processed foods, the more he, as you were saying there a little bit earlier, that, you know, you get your food from the farm.
Yep.
The more he eats from Mother Nature and not from some food company, the better off he is in maintaining the level of degeneration that he has now. And should be fine. Although he is on a medication, I have to admit that.
Yep.
And I have patients who pay no regard at all for what they eat, and they are in horrible condition.
Yeah. Well, eating too much sugar and things like that, and they do you in. We'll talk about that next time we visit with Jack. Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, bringing us up to date on the latest. Again, the Good Day Health download at your service and on your side, gooddayhealthshow.com, 59 past the hour.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.